This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Our guest today on Traveling the Bluegrass Uncut, former National FFA Executive Director and Lyon County native Dwight Armstrong, who talks about the Kentucky FFA Foundation's Forever Blue Initiative and how he's helping his home chapter in Lyon County.
Well, thanks, Alan. First of all, thanks for having us on, and trust that your viewers will find some value and will touch their hearts and their purse strings before we're done. But certainly, I'm a graduate all the way back to 1968 from Lyon County High School, and FFA, agriculture education, was core to what I was doing and what I wanted to do with my career. And had several ag teachers for Mr. Grace, Mr. Anderson, and the latter 2 years with Mr. Fowler. And those gentlemen made a huge difference for me and directed me on to go to Murray State, went on to Purdue to graduate school, spent some time at North Carolina State, worked some in the feed industry with the Aki Company and Provimi globally. And then full circle, I had the opportunity to serve as COO and CEO of National FFA and the National FFA Foundation for 7 years and retired from that in 2016. So agriculture education, FFA, all of them have been a part of my career and a part of who I am. And it all goes back to those qualities of leadership and confidence and teamwork and work ethic that agriculture and education and FFA really teach young people even today.
I think that's wonderful. So FFA really has been your, it really made a whole huge difference in your life and really shaped your life essentially, right?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. And when I found out about the Forever Blue Endowment Program that Kentucky set up that would allow dollars to go into that program and on a ongoing basis be able to generate dollars that would go back to a local chapter, I said, I got to call my brothers. I got to call some other friends. And before very many calls, we knew that we were well on our way to be able to put significant dollars in this endowment that would bring dollars back to the Lyon County FFA chapter every year. Dollars that those young people could use for jackets, for leadership camp, for going to convention, for their SAE program, for some of those former FFA members listening, that was our ag project, you know, that we had. That's the supervised agricultural experience day. And it would also allow that ag teacher to be able to resource dollars to do things for the entire chapter and the community around hunger and around their greenhouse efforts and other things that they would deem important.
How important do you think it is to have something like this, there, Dwight, to help young people in the FFA at the same time?
Well, first of all, when I visited with former classmates and relatives and community leaders, they all recalled that positive experience they had in the agriculture education and FFA program. And I think they were all willing to say, let's do this. And to me, it sends more than the dollars, it sends a strong message to the young people in Lyon County today that we care. And we care about their future because we see the career opportunities in agriculture have never been better. And we want them to see those as opportunities. But even if they don't go into agriculture, the qualities that they'll learn through FFA and the importance of agriculture in their life that they learn through agriculture education will be so valuable to them in whatever career they choose. So it's fundamental. This has been fun. It's been absolutely a joy to make these calls and to visit with people and to share and to hear their enthusiasm about this program.
What gave you the idea to do this way, to do $100,000 to support Lyon County? Why do you want to do it that particular way?
Well, my brothers and I had been supporting a scholarship for FFA members from Lyon County to go on to school. Some auctioneering schools, some went to Murray, some went to other locations through National FFA. But when Sheldon McKinney brought this opportunity to me, it really clicked. We did that scholarship in memory of, in honor of Mr. Fowler and of our mom, and who was very supportive of us and what we were doing. And so, but when Sheldon talked about the opportunity to impact more young this program, I called my brothers and I said, there are other ag teachers that made a difference. Let's make it an ag teacher appreciation endowment and go back as far as we can. We went back, I'm sure we could have gone farther, but we went back to Mr. Debo. And people like Russ Bingham had Mr. Debo in class, and Philip Armstrong had Mr. Debo in class, and they were certainly willing to step up and say, it makes a difference. And so it allows a program to go on forever. Beyond what my brothers and I could do, the community, it's a community effort, and we're just glad to be a part of it and to be able to know that dollars will be available to these young people forever and ever. And in all honesty, Alan, I hope that people will see this, even past this initial effort to raise the $100,000, that they'll see this as an opportunity. Hey, I can leave something in my will, in my estate. Classes being impacted, that when they get down the road and get their first job, they'll go, I want to give back to the local chapter, and they can add to this endowment. So I see it as a tool, in a philanthropic tool that will make a difference for young people and really shows the strength and support of Lyon County people for agriculture education and FFA.
I love to show your mom there, because it makes me think of my mom, who just about 2 weeks ago, she found my FFA jacket when I was in Christian County, when I was a chapter president, just a green hand at first of all, and then went on to be regional secretary. She found my jackets out, and my jackets, my daughter, because I like to put them on. And, you know, your parents, and I think it's wonderful you guys are honoring your mom and Mr. Fowler. And what an impact our parents and our ag teachers, you mentioned, have on us and what we do there.
Oh, absolutely. And you know one thing about those corduroy jackets, when you hang in a closet after a few years, they're known to shrink. I didn't know if you tried it on or not.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance. My daughter quickly put it on and said, I'm going to wear this. But, yeah, I
there
don't think I'll probably wear it.
Well, but you're right. To be able to not only help the young people, but to acknowledge people that have made a difference in your life. And it doesn't take you long when you sit down and talk to people that have experience in agriculture education, FFA. It doesn't take them long before they mention their ag teacher as being a person that was influential in their life. And I think it's great that we can honor all of these ag teachers, both in the past and going forward. You know, and certainly Mr. McIntosh is the current ag teacher, and he's enthusiastic. Tough year to start with COVID, but Matthew, I think, is working really hard and he already sees this as a positive impact. And what we want to do is to add some stability to the ag program there and to continually see that community support.
You know, even other people out there may hear this wise and say, well, you know, this is something we could do for our chapter. I mean, what you guys have done there for Lyon County, anybody could do this for any FFA chapter across the state, couldn't they?
Well, I know Sheldon can address that, but I applaud Kentucky FFA Foundation and Sheldon McKinney for making this possible, because I don't know many states that have this capability to be able to set up an endowment, manage it at the state level, which it takes some expertise and professionalism to do that, but make it so that those dollars generated every year can go back to that local chapter or go back to that program that you want to support, or to go back to helping kids go to leadership camp. Whatever that passion that you have from your experience in FFA and agriculture education, this tool allows you to do it. And I think Sheldon's going to be busy across the state.
Our guest today, Dwight Armstrong, talking about Forever Blue. I'm Alan Watts, traveling to Bluegrass.